You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
Spiegel and Holmes talking to you, the Bears fan. Hey, Joe, you're on the Score.
Joe.
My neighbor, who's from Naperville, and we live in Wisconsin.
He's my neighbor. He is Benny May.
Behind the cheddar curtain, he's got a flagpole. He always has the Packer flag above the Bear flag and the Bear flag upside down.
Oh.
Wars are fought with weapons, but they are won by men. We are going to win this war because we have the best men.
So at halftime, he came out and ran it up. So I saw that. Because I had my dog, walking my dog. I went over and knocked on the door, and I said, are you sure about that? I said, the Bears are a second-half team. They might come back. He said, no way. They're done. He said, book that. So at the end of the game, I came over to his house, knocked on the door. I said, are you going to take that flag down, or am I?
Captain says he wants that flag. He wants this flag? Yes, sir. We just put the damn thing up. Yes, sir.
He goes, I ain't taking it down, dude. Wait till next year. I said, yeah, that's what you guys got this year.
Uh-huh.
So I went over to his flagpole, and I cut the rope and took the Bear flag.
Spectacle of fearsome acts. Somebody rises against me. I cut off his head, stick it on a pike. Raise it high up so all on the streets can see. That's what preserves the order of things.
That was amazing. He cut the rope and took the flag.
He literally captured the flag. Good for him.
Don't know about you. I never get tired of this scene. And now we move on to the main event.
The official adventures of Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
We got another hour to go before we are up out of here. Big Ann Heron is sitting in for Speegs. Carmen Vitale will be hosting the show with me tomorrow as Speegs is participating in Hell Week.
Sounds strenuous.
It does. And it
just based off the label, not when you actually get into the minutiae of what it entails, but it does. Like Hell Week sounds like he's really going through something this week.
Hell Week sounds like he's rushing a fraternity. That's what it sounds like.
Hell Week sounds like he's enlisted in basic training.
Yeah.
A fraternity he's already in, by the way.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, you're
nothing will change. That's,
you're 100% right about that, Tanny. A fraternity that he is the president of. Hmm. And yet it is Hell Week for him. He will be back on Thursday.
Kappa Alpha Spiegel, something like that.
Sure. We can figure something out.
All right. Look,
they got canes and everything.
There you go.
They do a stroll and they love Indiana for some strange reason.
For some weird reason.
All that good stuff. Yeah. It's Alpha Chapter. I understand why the Kappas love Indiana. Anyway, let's talk about Ben Johnson, because what has been a fun story for us to kind of cover here locally has now taken a turn, and nationally people are paying attention to what has been the beef between Ben Johnson and Matt LaFleur.
It's bad enough where friends of Matt LaFleur around the league who will remain nameless can't stand Ben Johnson.
Ooh.
Because of the feelings and the treatment they know he has towards Matt LaFleur. So the point that I'm telling you, this is me, I ain't giving you an opinion. I'm telling you what I was told.
That's what Stephen A. Smith had to say about it.
Ben Johnson better be careful. You don't want to make an enemy out of him.
I guess not. I guess not. It's a whole thing. And, you know, it's kind of amazing that it's gotten to this point. I don't have an issue with it.
Well, with which part?
I don't have an...
With the handshake, with the locker room, with the reaction to it.
Zero.
Okay.
I've had no issue with any of this stuff. Mm. Because I think that the Bears have needed someone to be an avatar for them. And against Green Bay. And it can't be George, because George is probably too nice, even though he's petty too. You know, he's right. Got the Packers urinal cakes and everything else.
Yeah, right.
And I love that he now has a coach that is willing to take it on. He is willing to go in there and do his thing.
Ben is kind of George's anger interpreter.
Yes. Basically. He's Luther. Right. He's Luther, the anger interpreter for George.
When George is lining up, shaking fans with hands, if he sees somebody with a Packers jersey on, here's Ben over his shoulder saying something vile to him because they're repping Green Bay.
I really – rivalry is supposed to be fun. Mm. I will say it does seem a little more personal. Like it doesn't seem – as much about Green Bay as it does about Matt LaFleur.
Right. I don't know why.
But if that's the way that he handles it, okay. If that's how he can get his hands and his feelings on this rivalry.
Around the throat of an opposing... Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Metaphorically speaking.
Metaphorically, yes.
And I'll just say that, like, I listened to Matt LaFleur on the Pivot podcast back in August. And I thought he was great. Like, I was like, I like this guy. Like,
sure.
He seems like he's a really interesting guy with a great coaching story.
Anything that I dislike about Matt LaFleur. I haven't done a deep dive yet or anything, but
if you look at like the careers of LaFleur and Shanahan and McVay and Johnson and McDaniel, like they're all similar but not the same. Like they all had. At some point, they were the man. Like, Ben was a state championship quarterback. And didn't McVay win player of the year? Who was it over Calvin Johnson in Georgia?
Oh, that sounds familiar.
I think he won Georgia State player of the year over him.
Mm.
So, like, they all have got these stories. LaFleur was a quarterback in college, and McDaniel played in the Ivy League. Like,
these are high achievers.
Yeah, these are really high achievers, like, all the way around. And I keep wondering, was there some sort of slight? Like, was there a slight that no one at the Bears even knows about that Ben's been holding on to for a long time?
Seeking, like, a logical explanation for what feels like the directed ire from Ben Johnson to Matt LaFleur. Because Matt LaFleur's initial reaction is, we went so deep into the season without a Bears-Packers game. So the Bears season could really have this major arc to it. The Packers season could ride these waves. And then we finally got that. What was the first matchup? Was it like week 14 or something when they finally met in the regular season and they saw each other 2 out of 3 weeks? And everything leading into that final first time where Ben Johnson was going to be on the opposite sideline from Matt LaFleur was about Ben Johnson's comments from the opening press conference about enjoying beating Matt LaFleur twice a year. And it did seem odd, not in just sort of highlighting the rivalry, but the fact that you had an incoming head coach, a first-time head coach with no experience as a head coach, name-checking
the head coach himself. He didn't say, like, I really enjoyed beating the Packers twice a year, and I'm going to do that again when I'm representing the Bears against the Packers. He said Matt LaFleur.
Yeah, he said Matt LaFleur. Like, I wonder if this is one of those – because, look, I am petty like this.
I respect you admitting that.
I have some of this in me, and it might not be a thing of like with him like going after the guy. Like there are people that I know I have been wronged or slighted by, mm-hmm. and I haven't said anything publicly about it, but I know, and when I see them. I treat them accordingly.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. Right.
So if
you hear the Kill Bill music, like when the bride is there and the screen turns red and it's like, oh, you're the one who wronged me in the past. And wow, wow, wow.
Some people wait 20 years to say things publicly.
Some do. I'll give you an example of what I'm talking about. Okay. Years ago, I had a friend in the industry that was like, hey, you know who you should, I was looking for an agent at the time. And this person was like, you should use my agent. And I was like, great. Like, getting an endorsement from you to your agent would be awesome. And this person was like, oh, well, you just do radio. So not that interested. And okay. I was like, oh, really? Right. Is that right?
It became personal.
It sure did. It sure did. And I'll just say, this person has lost out on a lot of commission.
Okay.
By not being my agent.
Right. Yeah.
And recently that person actually came back to me.
Oh, really?
And was like, you know, whatever you need. And I was like,
past tense or present tense? Because I think recently we've been down that road. No, I mean, like, for your thought was like, need or needed?
I needed.
Right.
And then I was like, you know what? Turns out didn't need any of it. Did my own deal. Uh-huh. Don't even have an agent anymore. Uh-huh. But whenever I hear of that person or see that person, I'm like, don't let me catch you alone. Don't let me catch you in them streets. So right. I understand the level of petty that is within someone like Ben Johnson. But I personally am okay with him being a bit of a villain. Now, what I wonder is, because the Bears haven't been in this position, mm-hmm. Lovie Smith is a really nice man.
Yeah.
Now, he's a competitor mm-hmm. and fiery when he needs to be, not a cusser, right? Like, right. And he kind of embodied exactly what the McCaskies would want, and also he was successful. Mm-hmm. And then after that, you've got kind of a weird guy being the coach of the team. And then you got a guy who's fiery, but not outwardly rude to the coaching fraternity, which is part of the reason why I think that you're seeing a lot of coverage of Matt Nagy and him being having the opportunity in the platform.
Where's all this coming from right now? Like, why is this dude everywhere right now? He's going to be on some national ad campaigns pretty soon, like all these backup quarterbacks we're seeing on commercials right now.
It is interesting.
This is the summer of Nagy that's coming up? What are we doing?
Yes, it's interesting that he is getting all this coverage. Mm-hmm. Really nice guy. Like, my interactions with Matt Nagy were great. Like, I really liked him. It just didn't work.
I liked him a lot, too. Like, when he got fired, that was one of my first tweets was, you know what? I really like Matt Nagy, but it makes sense to get rid of him. Why? I don't care that you like Matt Nagy. Everybody responding about they don't care how much. They should have fired him. I'm just saying, all right. He was cool enough when we interacted. I liked the guy.
Now, the truth is that Chicago, in our souls, we actually are used to having the bad guy. Mm. We had Jordan, who was the worst bad guy of them all.
Right?
This is a guy that would make stuff up. He didn't even care. He was petty in his Hall of Fame speech.
Yeah.
All this stuff. But to us, you know, he's a superhero. And I think that it's just my opinion that for the Score listener, the Bears fan, I think they are eating this up. I think they have been waiting for someone to be this guy to the Packers, to not be afraid. And I don't even know if it's false bravado. I know that he is walked out there and there are 8 million people behind him.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, exactly. You were thinking exactly what I was thinking. F the Packers. Always. DJ Moore said it a couple weeks before that.
Yeah.
On live television.
And it helps that they're delivering on it, too. The bravado yes. is one thing. Like, you know, Indiana football coach Kurt Cignetti just comes out of nowhere with all this brashness, all this bravado, and he's delivered on it at a level that nobody could have expected, with them on course to maybe win the first national championship in the history of their football program. Ben Johnson kicked the door in talking about the Packers, and what feels why it feels a little bit more personal and specifically directed at Matt LaFleur is that he's not necessarily as brash and demonstrative when talking about any of the other coaches. He has name-checked the one main arch nemesis for the Bears, and he is very comfortable, and it is obvious that he's very comfortable seeing and being the antagonist to Green Bay and to Matt LaFleur, and the Bears walk off that field victorious. And so Ben Johnson, with the, you know, kind of hoo-hoo little grin on his face as he very quickly shakes Matt LaFleur's hand on the way by.
After LaFleur done it to him.
Now, yes. Yes. Not exactly the same, but yes.
It's an important point to make that yeah. LaFleur did it to him. And so yes. he gave him the business down
and
there.
And all these things are open to interpretation.
Sure
but yes, it was a very quick handshake. It was a very quick handshake every time. You can find clips where all three handshakes
it was a very
are just spliced together.
It was just harumph, harumph. Now, my level of petty would not have been to do the quick handshake. I'd have looked that man dead in his eye.
You'd have held on to the hand for an extra minute.
I would have. You guys remember what CJ Stroud did to Caleb? You remember when he tried to sun Caleb?
Or what Tom Brady did to every quarterback for over a decade?
Yeah. Right.
Like, you remember when CJ Stroud was like, all right, little bro, yeah, man, it's going to be all right. That's what I would have done to LaFleur. I'd be like, hey, you guys played a really great game, man. It's going to get better. See you next year.
And just a side note to Alex's point about Tom Brady. In Tampa, the one time that Tom Brady couldn't wait to rush off the field was when Nick Foles and Bears
yes.
beat Tom Brady. And every other time, it was like the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar retirement tour. Tom's shaking everybody's hand, dapping everybody up. Nick Foles beat him again that season with the Bears. Tom was off the field in a heartbeat. Could not wait to get out of
there. That goes back to that Super Bowl.
Exactly. And talking about petty.
Y'all remember that game. Remember?
Uh-huh.
Fourth down, right?
Yep.
No, Tom. It was not.
Get off the field.
Get off the field. This game is over with. This is the only time we get to say this to someone like you. So we want to know how you feel about this. Whether it comes to him dropping F-bombs in the locker room, him giving the hearty hand, the quick handshake to Matt LaFleur, the idea of Ben Johnson being the villain and that the Bears might be the villain of the NFL. I want to know how you feel about it. 312-644-6767 is the number. We're going to talk with you about all of this. What's it make you think about him, the Bears, the whole thing? I think it's great. We want to know what you think next here on the
Score. Mom, I like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026. Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner. When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation or innovators giving a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What's up, world? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, chicken farmer, and now host of Free Range. This is a show where I go off the field and off the script. We're talking what's hot in music, film, trending news, and everything blowing up your feed. If you love football, you'll feel at home. But if you're here for the vibes, the internet deep dives, the conversation, this is your podcast. Join me every Wednesday. Follow and listen to Free Range with me, Von Miller, everywhere you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more. Done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Score. Pounder, Gordon took care of it. That's a very cursory handshake. No loose between these two guys. And the Chicago Bears will play a game next weekend right here.
Hell yeah!
Like I said before, there's a rivalry that exists between these two teams, something that I fully recognize and I'm a part of. And I don't like that team. So George and I have talked and we're on the same page.
I think he's right. I think George is on that page. He's just too nice of a man to say some of those words. And I think that that's all right, too. All of us need someone sometimes to do some of that stuff. And damn it, Ben's out here doing it. We're going to get to your phone calls in just a second. Are you a local business owner or employee? How would you like to have your commercial air during Super Bowl 60 right here on The Score? Well, here's your chance. We brought back the Score Big for Your Business contest, where you can enter to win a 30-second Super Bowl commercial on The Score's broadcast of Super Bowl 60 from Westwood One. This is the part where I tell you, in years past when we have done this, there was no chance that a team from Chicago might be playing in a game like this that would be broadcast here on The Score. But guess what? For now, there's still a chance that that's the case, that the team that you like the most might have their game broadcast here on The Score with Westwood One, and you could have a commercial in it. It's one of the best things that we do here. So if you're a local business owner, you deserve some love, you want to tell us about yourself, you want to get a commercial done, we're going to have all sorts of stuff. We're going to be a part of this. There's going to be a live broadcast.
You want Kevin Harlan to do the voiceover for it? Or I might be making that part up.
That part you're making up.
It'd be cool, though.
But you can check it out for yourself. 670thescore.com/contest. Enter to learn, please. If you've got a cool business, please enter this contest. It's going to be a lot of fun. I would love for you to win it. The past winners of this contest, they've brought cool merch here, and we've ended up talking about them way beyond their commercial endorsement.
Value added.
Yeah, like there's that. A lot of value added that goes on with winning this contest. 670thescore.com/contest. Big Ant, you want to talk to the people?
Oh, yes. Been waiting for this.
All right. Now, wait. Should I take a call from Milwaukee? It's Janet. It's not. It's Justin. Hey, Justin, you're on The Score.
Good evening, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I'm hoping you're going to want this call. I say, bring it on. It's about bleeping time that Chicago's got that swagger. Anytime we've won a championship, we've had a dog, at least one, on our team. The Bulls, we had Przinski, we had Lackey talking about haircuts, we had Keith with the Hawks. If that makes Ben Johnson the heel or the enemy of the league, I say, bring it on. And we're coming for the next dude bro this week. So let's keep it going. Go Bears. Thank you for everything you do. Love you guys.
Sean McVay catching strays
the next
now.
Dude bro. Okay.
Wow.
I didn't know there's such a big anti-dude bro populace out there.
And Ben's a big fan of McVay.
We assume.
But no, he said it.
Well, I mean, but by Sunday, things could change. Who knows?
That's true. But he didn't come out guns a-blazing right, on Sean McVay.
He hadn't name-checked him in any negative way.
No, it's all been positive. But McVay and LaFleur our boys. So wonder if that's what Stephen A. Smith was hearing. Dem boys. Mully and dem boys. Wait, I did that wrong. My bad, Alex.
And I don't want this to be interpreted the wrong way. I made the comment earlier in the week on Mully and them.
Okay, I got you.
That's where it comes from, Big Ant. And dem boys. Theo is in the city. Hey, Theo, you're on the score.
What's going on, homies, Big Ant? Bear down. Hey, I just want to say that this happens to be, Ben is just fitting what we've all been feeling for a long time. When you're my age, you remember the Charles Martin. You remember the numbers on the towel. So it's the Packers that actually made this a bitter rivalry, but we just weren't good enough to participate. Now, not only are we good enough, we have a coach that embodies how we feel. And we keep it straight. It's a sports hate. You know what I mean? We don't feel secondary to Wisconsin for nothing, but it's a sports hate because they've been so good, and now we're here, and they got to deal with it and stop pouting.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. I figure, and look, this is unscientific, right? Like, this is
very anecdotal.
Yeah, it's anecdotal. Nature.
Yeah, right.
I mean, the Bears are out here doing unscientific polls about where the stadium should be. We're doing it about whether or not it's okay.
It's not beneath us here at the score. No, either.
Sports radio, this is where this stuff began. Light it up. Let's go out to Michael. Hey, Michael, you're on the Spiegel and Holmes show. Big Ant is here. What's up?
Hey, rivalries are healthy for the fans. It's healthy for the networks. This is what you have to have. When you have a bum season, you know, a rivalry game makes it worth it. You know, no one's complaining about Louisville, Kentucky, or Michigan, Ohio State, or some of the famous North Carolina Duke. You need rivalries in all sports. That you need rivalries. If you don't have rivalries, what's the point?
Yeah,
I yield back.
Yeah, but my question though is, are you all right with Ben being portrayed as a villain?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Ben is saying exactly what people are thinking. The Packers have been giving us the business for decades, treating us like garbage when we come into their town for decades. All we're doing right now is returning the favor in kind. And they should be big, you know, put on their big pants and be able to take it for a couple of years.
They might have to.
So Mike Tomlin, of course, steps down, quote unquote, from Pittsburgh, from the Steelers today. And remember, there was the famous clip where Antonio Brown was recording him, or if he was live streaming him or whatever. He had some kind of social media live feed going after the Steelers won a game. And I think it was the Steelers won a playoff game, if I'm remembering this correctly. And they had the Patriots awaiting them the following week. And so we had the audio from inside the Steelers locker room because of Antonio Brown scooping everybody with his coach addressing the team in this very fiery manner. And Mike Tomlin talking about the Patriots saying, you know, we got those bleep bleeps waiting on us next week. And he had some really choice words to say about New England. And there was a lot that came out about New England and the opposing team, visiting team's headset communication would go out and all this kind of stuff. So there was a lot of passion that the opposing team, when they would show up at Foxborough to face the Patriots, folks were ready. You know, like the figurative brass knuckles were out. And we don't get these glimpses, these images that go public in a locker room that often. So the Bears allowing that to come out and then not deleting it from social media, like, you know, it's been signed off on.
It's a brand new day.
Mm-hmm.
Like think of, here's all you need to think about to realize how different things are. Think of what you've seen from the Bears locker room this year after games, and think about Hard Knocks last year. It's night and effing day. And I for one, am here for all of it. Let's go to Ann, who is in, I'm sorry, Danny in Highland. Hey, Danny, you're on the score.
Hey, what's up, guys? Man, first of all, I love it. I like being the bad guy. I want to be hated through the NFL. I want more F-bombs. I want to be the Raiders of the 70s. And you know, somewhere out there, Les is looking down, smiling.
Yes, he's all for it, for sure. I don't know if we want to be the Raiders of the 70s. There's a lot of cocaine. There's a lot of that going on. But you know,
I didn't realize you're so anti-cocaine.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm glad you're out there publicly
It's a really hard stance to have. which is your favorite, truth or dare, when it comes to anti-drug campaigns? I stole that. I think that's Mike Kaplan's. I think that's his. Let's go to Charlie on the north side. Hey, Charlie, you're on the score.
Hey, Lawrence. Hey, Big Ant. Yeah, you raised an interesting point. The Bears are a bit of a villain right now, and I think that's a byproduct of Coach Johnson just gaining confidence as the season went on. You know, he's instituted his principles, and now the team has imbibed his competitive spirit. We are the monsters of the Midway, so it's somewhat on brand, but I'll take it all day, and I'm loving the success, and great to beat the Packers. We love it.
You know what's kind of fascinating, too, if you think about little breadcrumbs throughout the season, because even back to when the Bears played on Monday Night Football and there was the thing of Troy Aikman's energy or description of things during the game, and then the following day when Ben Johnson was asked about it, he didn't drop an F-bomb talking about Troy Aikman, but he did make it a point to kind of display, yeah, we took some issue with how our quarterback was being described and things being described as lucky or whatever. Like, Ben has had a little bit of this kind of swag, a little bit of this kind of thumbing the nose at the establishment, if you will, taking personal or being petty with the way his team is viewed. That's been there for a minute. This has kind of been building and snowballing throughout the season.
The thing that I didn't like about the Aikman thing is that he was clearly saying stuff that Ben said to him. Like, that's the part where I was like, come on, bruh. Like, y'all told him that. Like, the runner's ball thing, that's very specific. It's so specific that we've heard Ben and Caleb say it in press conferences subsequently after that game.
But DeAndre Swift catching a pass from Caleb and then making an incredible run through tackles afterwards, describing that as lucky, I would imagine that's the part Ben takes some issue with.
Fair enough. Hey, Ryan, you're on the score.
Yeah, man. Hey, guys. Thanks for the call. I totally appreciate what Johnson's doing here. And kind of like Theo was saying a couple calls ago, the Packers created this. They created this monster from the dirty hit on McMahon years ago all the way up to Clay Matthews' show that he put on at the draft this year. So I feel no sorrow for him. I feel no love lost. I think it's absolutely what Chicago and the Bears need.
You know what? Maybe we need to give credit to Seth Rollins then.
Ooh.
Maybe we need to give credit to Seth freaking Rollins for setting up the heel character of one Ben Johnson. Because he realized what happened at the draft, and then he gave him his own interpretation right there. And he was right.
Right.
Okay. I wonder if Ben grew up watching wrestling. Because he definitely has.
Down in the Carolinas there?
That's Flair country.
Oh, yeah.
Right? That is Flair country.
Grew up full nature boy.
Yeah, I would imagine. I would imagine that that's Mid-South. Like, that is, yes. That is, yes. All right, let's go to Ron. Hey, Ron, you're on the score.
Good afternoon. This rivalry with the coaches is nothing new. I'm old enough to remember when Mike Ditka and Forrest Gregg used to square off as not only as players but also as coaches in this rivalry, and also go back even further to Halas and Lombardi. So this is just a continuation of past history.
And is Mike Ditka the last example we kind of have? Was Ozzy a little bit of this too? Did he embody a little? I mean, Ozzy definitely had swag and he was intense, spoke his mind a bunch. So is Ozzy maybe a more recent example of a Chicago coach? Yeah, but maybe come up with players or whatever, but a Chicago coach who brings this degree of bravado with him and a willingness to sort of outwardly poke the opposing bear, if you will.
So Ozzy, I think, fits locally. I think that for Cubs fans, Ozzy did a great job of playing the heel. Like, Ozzy went so far as, you know, they had racist t-shirts over there and Ozzy wore them. Like, there was the Ozzy Mo's Wrigley Field's Lawn t-shirt and he literally wore it over there. So I think that, like, as a heel, yeah. I thought locally
embracing that,
but this is playing out nationally
right
now,
yeah,
where it ends up on First Take and it becomes a thing, and I'm with it. I'm with every bit of it. And the fact that the Packers have to sit in it. They got to sit in it for at least a year. They have to make it so they get back to winning the division. And then they have to hope that there's some sort of scenario that allows them to match up against the Bears. They could be sitting with this loss for as long as Bears fans sat with 2010.
So there's going to be a montage that plays in Green Bay throughout the offseason where Matt LaFleur is going to be like, you know, running through the mountains, hiking in the wilderness. They'll occasionally cut to a shot over his shoulder of a picture of Ben Johnson on a mirror. He's going to rip the picture off the wall and crumble it up in his hands. The montage music will be playing in the background as he continues to pump iron. Cut away to Ben Johnson, who's getting like injected with some sort of performance enhancer, running in slow motion, and then it's just Matt LaFleur hacking away, trying to chop down a big tree, growing a big beard, waiting for the next opportunity he'll get to face off with Ben Johnson.
Ann is out in Rock Island. Hey, Ann, you're on the score.
Hey, guys. Hey, Big Ant, your imagination rivals that of my third graders.
Appreciate that, I think.
I'm a retired high school and junior high teacher, and as far as Ben Johnson is concerned, and I'm a Vikings fan, by the way, who's fully behind the Bears. I love it that he is using words that I'm not allowed to use at my job. And I just, that game the other night, I haven't seen a game like that in years. And I am older than both of you. So it's just amazing.
Well, Ann, we're glad that you enjoyed it.
Oh, you know what? As a Viking fan for my entire life, we've struggled, but our saying is, we love the Vikings and anybody who's playing the Packers.
I think that fits. That works.
I agree wholeheartedly. DJ is in Plainfield. Hey, DJ, you're on the score.
What's going on, gentlemen? Lawrence, you took the words right out of my mouth. I feel like the Bears are heel Seth Rollins. Get ready to cash in Money in the Bank. Get ready to take that title away from CM Punk. And I love both of them. But I love all this hatred coming from Ben Johnson and Caleb. Bring it on. Feed me more. And I actually got a quick, cute little story, too. So I bought my mom a Bears Good, Better, Best sweater right before Christmas. It was getting delayed. Didn't think it was going to show up. It came that Tuesday before the Bears-Packers game. That's the second time we saw them. She's impatient like me. She wanted to open it. I'm like, no, not yet, but I'll make a deal with you. If the Bears beat the Packers, you can open it up and wear it. She sent me a picture of her wearing the sweater 2 seconds before DJ Moore caught the touchdown to beat the Packers. And on Christmas Day, my stepbrother decided to bring his girlfriend over. She lives in Alabama, and she tells me, my stepbrother's girlfriend is a Packers fan. So the whole time they were there, my mom kept giving her the mean mug, the evil eye, like, why are you in my house?
It's a family affair. You respect that.
I love this for Bears fans. I really, like, honestly.
It comes up rather infrequently. Soak it up.
I really love it.
Take full advantage of it right now.
I've had so much fun the last couple of days because Bears fans are finally getting something that they deserve. And it's cool. It's cool to see that. And the fact that you've got an avatar of a coach that's a red ass, it just makes things even better. It's maybe cool stuff.
Maybe a quarterback, too.
Maybe a quarterback, too. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, Kevin Harlan and Kurt Warner get slap happy? Oh, I'm here for this. That's next on the score.
Mom, I like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026. Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner. When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food. Fresh veggies. Protein. Actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation. Or innovators. Keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Glenn Holmes.
Just to be clear, like, we love fun.
Afternoons on the Score.
You're a big horse, and you must be ridden every Monday night.
Kevin Harlan is my favorite. Kurt Warner is on the show every week. And these two guys got together and talked about the absurdity of the Bears and Rams. Enjoy.
I lean towards the Rams in that one. But once again, you know, you never know come playoff time. And Chicago's proven enough to me to say, I'm not going to count them out until we see triple zeros.
That could be well said, the way you ended that, because both the Rams and Bears came back to win in the final 2 minutes this past weekend. So you're right. You know, a lot of people think that after these games, we go back to our respective rooms. We talk about the game. We go over some of the strategy. But what actually happens here in Pittsburgh is that Kurt will go into the press room and take two boxes of pizza that are designed for multiple people, and he'll take them with us in the car.
There's me and you and Ethan. That's multiple people.
Well, and Sienna,
I know we've got a couple. We've got a couple more too. But I'm saying once we get to three, that's multiple.
I'm thinking though about all the headline makers, the scribes, the writers that are looking forward to that pizza, and you go in there, pilfer two boxes, and now they're going, where'd the pizza go? And people said, oh, Kurt Warner got it. And
I feel like we've earned it. And you know, the other beautiful thing is that I can take two because there's three of us, but Ethan never eats it anyways.
Yeah.
So the two, we each get like our own pizza.
Yeah.
I'm going to share with my daughter tonight, though. I'll
give
her some.
That's great. Well, you're a good father to do that. And Sienna looks hungry and
warm, thick crust. I'm excited.
Warm, thick crust. That was my nickname in high school, actually. That's hard to believe. Yep. Hey, Brenda Warner, you're listening on the free app, and we thank you for that.
Thick with two C's. Thick. I love when those two get together and they have a little bit of fun.
Yeah, they color outside the lines when they feel like it. Obviously, nobody's going to be better at the X's and O's. The Kurt and Kevin's energy, his delivery, the voice, the big moments he commands, all those things. They're a great pair for Westwood One.
Tanny, how can we get that out of Kurt? Because, you know, he
We try. We try every week. Try to find something fun and unique for Kurt to talk about. And sometimes we get there. Sometimes we don't.
You guys have had some good moments with Kurt, I think, as I've listened throughout the season.
The segment is unbelievable.
Uh-huh.
What I'm saying is, how can we get to that?
But slap just, Kurt.
I'm sensing a trend, though. Usually it happens when he's talking about food. Remember when he was on during Thanksgiving and he was talking about the spread and cooking it? It's always about food when he opens up.
Okay.
Well, do we have to travel with Kurt Warner on the road 18 times a year or 20 times a year in order to build that camaraderie?
And
with
have him on probably really late at night after he's been working throughout the evening as well. Just let him get a little bit exhausted before you have him on.
All right, I'll try the food thing at the end of the segment next week, because obviously it's going to be mostly football, but we'll try it and see if it ends up working out. Big Ant, it means the world to us that you were here today, man.
Yeah, yeah, I'm glad I was. This was a lot of fun at a time where I could use a little fun.
And
yeah,
we thank you for always coming prepared and coming to hang out with us. Tomorrow, Carmen Vitale is going to be hosting the show with me. We're going to have a little bit of fun. I might even invite another guest into the party here for tomorrow's show. So, for Alex, for Tanny, for my partner today, Big Ant Heron, I'm Lawrence Holmes saying thank you so much for the love and support you show this show every single day. We will do our best to repay the favor tomorrow, starting at 2 o'clock. Spiegel and Holmes show. Spiegs will be back on Thursday here on The Score.
Spiro Dini saying goodnight from Chicago.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.